Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Old school snacks from the 90s that you can still get coming up with a head chef and tens of meat and potatoes. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays, guys. Today is my favorite day of the year. My boy JC turns 11, and I get to relive the magic of what a birthday is. So could you please substitute some burp farts for shotgun gets for Thrill and an andro penis to round it out? Thanks for being you, JC, and thanks to the Men's Room for being them. Love, Dad. Guys, I want to wish my son Max a happy 13th birthday.
Wait. Yeah. Hold on, I got an andro penis coming.
Andro penis.
My son, Max, is 13 years old today. Can you guys please give me your penises too small? And Captain Crunch telling him about becoming a teenager. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Joseph.
The penis is too small. Well, the thing I remember most about becoming a teenager is that I couldn't do all the things that the captain now does that he's over the age of 18, but I will tell you this. You can't tell from the bottle, but Aunt Jemima has a banging butt. Grunge bears.
Guys, can you please wish my...
Is that like a Pam thing?
You know it, player.
Can you please wish my daughter, I believe it's Adeline, a happy birthday, or Adelin. She's 18 today. She would like an out hitting the window and a little kid fish sandwich. Thanks, guys, from CK, Addie, and little bro Ben. Patolos, want to give a birthday shout-out to one of my best friends, Jason. He is 20 today. How about a big, fat bong rip? Huge thanks to you guys and what you do. Birthday shout-out to my daughter, guys, Tara Lynn, who is 22 today, her golden birthday. I'd like to ask Coach Ted to give her life advice on turning 22 and getting back out in the dating scene post-COVID now that she is vaccinated and graduated from Wazoo. I love, Dad. You guys rock. Thanks so much.
Woo! All right, 22nd birthday, and you're a coup. I don't think finding a date's going to be too hard. I know you ladies. Speaking of vaccination, I mean, I think I was double vaxxed by, like, May. Just putting that out there. I mean, you do what you want. 22 is an age, or, you know, not all relationships have to be serious. Good luck. Team Pfizer.
Yeah.
I'll bring my card.
Guys, this is from Andy. Ola bitches, today, me and my best friend celebrate 4 years married and many previous years together. She is 31, and Natalie needs some dirty Germans. Some words of wisdom from Miles about being a stay-at-home mother of three with a puppy. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, for your birthday, we're going to call what we call the whipped cream surprise. You simply shake the canister, which will look like a penis, and then spray you with the whipped cream.
Yeah, but you could ask your husband or your boyfriend to do what we're calling the Bezos. It's all the way up in that moon butt.
All right, stay-at-home mom
of
three.
Bezos.
With a puppy. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Okay. Natalie, being a mom means kids banging on the bathroom door like a SWAT team asking for a drink while you're in the shower. Meanwhile, Dad is in the kitchen. Well, guys, I want to wish my husband, Ilya Isla. He's 33. Love the show. Hope to hear a birthday shout out from Melissa. Give me your penis. It's too small. Hello, guys. It's my 33rd birthday. How about a big Leroy Jenkins? Anna, cut that bitch off. Cutting off the Jenkins. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Tris.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Fortunately, I don't quite have the technology to do exactly what you want, but we do what we can.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller.
Patolos, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life, my hubby Tim, the big 34. Can I get a fish sandwich compilation? And a happy birthday toast sponsored by Mellow Corn. Thanks, guys. Love your wifey Brambles and your fur child Charlie.
Can I get a filet of
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
With the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Oh, you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, Michelle, I want to wish my beautiful wife, Erica, a happy 35th birthday. Can she get the dirty Germans talking about the good times about to happen? Thanks, guys. And P.S., can you give a shout-out to my boy, Riley? His birthday was Saturday. I know the rules. Just say his name on the radio, please. Thanks. No, we cannot say Riley's name on the air because his birthday is not today. So,
sorry about Riley.
Yeah.
It's not Riley's day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to have good times tonight. I would say is this. When we are done, you will spread your legs and you actually hear this sound.
Yeah. Yeah, but his birthday's not until Saturday, correct?
No, his birthday's today. His son was last Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of some good
beautiful wife, Erica, sorry.
So I don't know whose birthday it is, but I know who's going to end up with the towel afterwards.
But y'all, today's my 42nd birthday, and I wanted to get a Montgomery. And the Dirty German's talking about my favorite video game series, Metal Gear Solid. This is my first ever request in the almost 7 years. Listen to the podcast. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Montgomery!
Yeah, it is great to know that you like Metal Gear, because we will be bringing our own tonight.
Yeah, so I'm bringing two things, the nuts and the bolts.
And here's a good one, you guys. Our buddy Matt Cobbins, he is 50 years old.
There you go.
So for my 50-something birthday, I'd like an inspirational quote from Miles. Otherwise, I just wanted to hear my name on the radio. cheers, brothers. That from Matt. All right, Matt, here you go. Okay. Matt, you know you're 50 when you start taking half a Viagra just so you won't pee on your shoes. Alright, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Put these back in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Next to my body, get them all warmed up. All right. So with Amazon, you know, the Walmarts of the world, there's a lot more stuff out there.
Everything.
Yeah, and people go through nostalgia kind of stuff they like and say, man, what happened to that? I loved that when I was a kid. So today I have a list for you of 90 snacks you can still buy on Amazon. And frankly, some of them you could buy a bunch of other places.
Okay.
We did find our Big League Chew still available. We had a guy, he said he had two pouches in his toolbox currently.
That's good stuff.
Number five on the list, Big League Chew.
Big League Chew. I don't know a person who didn't like it, man.
And you get so much gum for the money.
You do get a ton of gum, man. That's one thing.
But here's my question. Right. And you're right. Listen, and Miles is exactly right. When I was a kid, Big League Chew, Gatorades, that was the whole deal, right?
That was life.
Glass Gatorade bottles, as I'm old. And I loved it. But I wonder now if I ate it, would it be like 10 minutes and it's gone?
It's probably like 10 minutes and it's gone. But those 10 minutes, as I recall, were delicious. Fruit Stripe gum. That was one of the gums that I felt like tasted the best, but the flavor literally was gone in 5 seconds.
Right.
Big League Chew gave you a little staying power, and the other difference it had, man, even when the flavor went away, it kind of stayed soft,
and you were still blowing bubbles.
Well, the great thing about Big League Chew also is, if you got like Bubblicious or Hubba Bubba, right? You stick the piece in your mouth and that's it. With Big League Chew, if the flavor does go away, you just need a couple strands. You just need another pinch.
Oh, yeah.
Stick it right back in there. Boom. Instant flavor recovery.
It was like adding a little bit of salt to your potatoes or something.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, and Miles is right. I loved it. And it was like chewing tobacco. And like real people that use tobacco. When you had a pouch of that, man, you had to be stingy with it.
Because everybody
on the team wants some.
Sure, sure.
You know, right? And it's literally, we got 14 of you idiots on this team.
It's like showing up with a plate of french fries.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody wants french fries. Even though they didn't want french fries until you showed up with french fries. You're right, Big League Chew.
I don't normally chew gum. Oh, you got a pouch of Big League Chew? Yeah.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, I feel like when I played baseball, again, this is Little League, but it was Big League Chew and Double Bubble. Those were like the only two that showed up. All right, so again, this list of snacks from the 90s you'd still get. Number 10, Fun Dip.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you get pouches of sugar.
Three flavors, and then a vanilla wafer kind of stick.
Right, and then you get a stick that like was basically a sugar white stick. And you suck on the stick, and then you dip it in the sugar.
It was kind of the same thing as like what was inside a Pixie stick.
Right, that part was.
Yeah, but then they had the vanilla thing. It was just amazing.
Ooh, just real quick. Somebody, I did not know this. An update on our Big League Chew. Now, we all finally remember it as the bubble gum. Big League Chew comes in a lot of flavors now, like blue raspberry and green apple.
Mm.
Huh.
Oh, green apple, I bet it's tremendous.
I like the classic like cherry one, but sometimes I get that grape.
Yeah, grape was great.
Mm. All right, Gushers. Technically, they're fruit gushers.
Yeah.
Most people just called them gushers. You know what? I don't ever remember really liking gushers that much.
They were okay. They kind of exploded onto the scene, no pun intended.
Oh, and in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And in your mouth, yeah.
I just prefer, I think if I'm going to eat a chewy candy to be chewy all the way through, I don't need extra juice in my mouth.
The first candy, well, it's a gum, actually, that I remember it had like liquid in the center. Do you remember? It was huge. Like toward the end of the 70s, they went on this mad advertising campaign, and we could not believe the technology that allowed them to put liquid in the middle of a piece of gum, freshen up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's life changer.
If you're wondering why so many people have diabetes now, it's because when we were children, none of this stuff had a lot of calories. It was just all literally just sugar or salt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next on the list, Pixie Sticks.
Oh, they do make the list.
The powdered candy that came in the straw.
It's not powdered candy. And dumped it in your mouth.
It's powdered sugar, man.
Did you ever see the giant Pixie stick?
No.
Sticks.
How big were they?
Mike, you remember those, right?
Oh, yeah.
I want to say it was at least a foot, like legit foot
tall. Good God, no, man.
It might have been bigger than that. And it was like thicker, too, man. It was like that thick.
Just what a kid needs.
I can taste it right there. Warheads hits the list.
Oh, yeah.
Warheads are super sour. Look, I gotta be honest with you, I love sour candies.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was a child or a kid, that was a massive thing. Like you'd go to the mall, they'd always have a candy store, and you had to find the sourest thing you could. And we discovered Warheads, and that was one of the, I mean, to this day, I have friends, we'll get together and be like, get out the sour candies, let's see who can drink that! Next on the list, we have Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks are great.
Yeah. Alright, we have some Pop Rocks here.
Mm-hmm.
What flavors you guys want to try? Well, what flavor would you like? We have watermelon, strawberry, and blue raz.
You know me, I'm watermelon.
I'll try blue raz. You know, the nickname Pop Rock for a while, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want the nickname, but I was at a bar, and a rather unattractive woman approached me and solicited me for some late-night coitus. I turned her down, so she upped the ante and said she would perform something on me with Pop Rocks in her mouth. And I'm like, no.
Okay,
and even though I turned her down, my nickname became Pop Rock.
Oh.
You know, if you drink Coke, it'll make your brain explode or something.
They noticed that.
Oh, I think I may have overdone it. You ever snort a Pop Rock?
Hey, you're weird. I haven't had anything yet.
No, me either. Except for on a shot of Jello Shot.
I'm not liking it.
Why?
I did not enjoy it.
Miles is correct. That was the big rumor back in the day. If you ate them and drank soda, your stomach would explode.
Exactly.
Next on the list is Big League Chew. I think we've talked about Big League Chew. Oh, you don't like them, huh? I mean, there's still some crackling in the back of my mouth.
I think it's pretty good. I don't like candy. That's great.
You're a strange man.
I know.
Let's see. Big League Chew we got on there. And then the Little Hug Fruit Barrels. I know.
I mean, I spit it out.
If you don't know, dude, it's weird. If you don't know what the fruit barrels are, they were the little grenades that had the
juice in them. Kind of right?
I think juice is a strong
that's
word.
A loose term.
I mean, not juice, juice.
It was a liquid.
Right, because they never even tried to come out and say, like, hey, have this juice. It was just like, remember, like, because there was orange drink and grape drink before lean and all that stuff. Grape drink was just literally grape drink. And that's why fruit barrels, they were like, hey, we're fruit barrels. Like, right? I don't think they ever claimed to be juice.
We can't say anything else.
Right. Airheads. Now, Airheads you can still buy everywhere. There are a lot of places. Yeah. I honestly love Airheads, man. And back in the day, you could also roll a whole one up, throw it in the back like a chaw.
I was unaware of that.
I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you can do that. And also, to this day, I don't know what the mystery flavor is.
It's a mystery.
Next on the list is Ring Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Those were, I
enjoyed those.
Yeah, you know what?
They're huge.
I'll bring you one in. Somebody gave me a bunch of random, like, old candies, and the Ring Pops just been sitting in
there. Save it for your engagement.
Oh, yeah. According to the email, I'm close. And then last on the list is Dunkaroos. They disappeared in 2012. Now they're back. Basically, Dunkaroo is a small little cookie that looks like a kangaroo. And then at the end of the container is, like, frosting.
Yeah.
And you dip him in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about, like, you know, like the little crackers with cheese?
Yeah.
So that kind of container just was small little roux and frosting.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you're kind of making your own sugar cookie.
Okay.
We had it so good back then.
Oh, I don't know why people are sick.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. The first quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Facebook's algorithm striking again. They've been punishing a gardening group because of the wording of their posts, blocking and deleting posts that contain things like the word hoe, kill them all, drown them in soapy water, and Japanese beetles are jerks.
The algorithm needs to ease up a little bit. First of all, ho as in a whore is just H-O. So ban Santa Claus. What happens at Christmas when you type ho-ho?
Right.
And
you're screwed.
It's a gardening site.
Easy now. I know we're in a little bit of a hot climate, but I don't think it's quite that hot.
What'd you call? Did you call me a hoe? No, I called the hoe a hoe.
What kind of beetle is that?
Right.
Drown him in soapy water. I don't know what kind of, what villain that is, what mass murderer is.
You'll be so clean when I kill you.
The victim was drowned in the tub. Don't tell me. Soapy water.
It was soapy water. I knew it.
Soapy waters. That's an old blues guitar.
It was a very unsuccessful one.
Soapy waters. Google Maps.
I'll see you in hell, my clean friend.
Time to wash your mouth out.
Google Maps will now show how packed your train is in order to avoid crowds on your commute. Doesn't that just kind of push the crowds back? People will look at it and say, okay, the train's crowded. I'm not going to go on that train. And so then everybody just waits for the next train. And
no, people go to a train because trains generally are on time. And whether it's crowded or not, you want to get the hell where you're going.
True.
Plus, if you're taking the train at the point that you need that, you know it's busy. If you take the train at rush hour, it's like the traffic reports on the news. Really, it's 5:45 and traffic's bad. Thanks for the update.
You also know if you take public transportation that you're not in control of anything.
Right.
So it doesn't, you don't expect to be like, oh, we need to, why is this, you know.
Right.
You're taking public transportation.
You're well aware.
It'll get there when it'll get there.
A man in Indonesia that had COVID disguised himself as his wife to board a flight.
He must have an ugly ass wife.
Right?
He wore a full headgear. Gotcha. They were from the country. I can't remember what country.
But like the shield kind of mask?
Yeah, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it basically hid all of himself. All he had to do was
like a traditional
enough.
Garb that, you couldn't see the face.
Sure. A Russian couple claims they spent 10 days hiding in the trees to escape a bear that was stalking him.
If I'm being stalked by a bear and it takes 15 days, that's how long I'm in the tree. But what kind of bear is it since bears can climb trees?
Right.
Like the whole thing is like, look, if a bear, like the worst thing you can do is climb a tree.
But they can't all climb.
Right.
So it was a grizzly. I don't think
that's what I'm thinking.
Like black bears can climb. I don't think grizzlies can.
Agreed.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I try to
just
store
climb a tree.
Right. Well, hey, look. Right. We're talking about the guy in Alaska.
No, this is Russia.
Oh.
The guy in Alaska is a different scenario.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up with Man versus Beast on the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Coming up a little bit later there.
That's right.
Okay.
But these guys said that they had to throw what food and water they had, which I don't know why they're just hanging up in a tree with a bunch of food and water. Maybe they were just kind of hanging out. But
they might have had a bear bag up already.
I was going to say, because they keep it away from the bear to begin with.
Gotcha. Right. So they finally grabbed it and then tossed it as far away as they could in order to get this bear to go away. But it was still 10 days that they were stuck up in this tree.
That is ridiculous.
Good work. Of couples going through a divorce, 1 in 5 of them are using surveillance equipment to spy on them to prove some bad behavior.
It doesn't have anything to do with the outcome of the divorce.
That's kind of what I thought.
Most states, if someone's cheating on you, right?
Right.
It doesn't, it's not a fault situation most of the time. So you can't, some states you can go after people like that. But
sure.
For the most part, it's just, you're getting a divorce. There's a reason you don't want to be together. Who cares what they're doing?
Right.
Right.
At that point, it doesn't matter. If you've already agreed to not be together, then you've agreed. Once you make that agreement, you got to take care of the government aspect after that.
Sure.
But for the most part, you're not together.
This is just kind of a separation of government, what's the word? Enforcement over what you need to do.
But if I'm in a state that's no fault and she's cheating on me, like I didn't want the marriage to end.
Right.
Like she stepped out, like I feel like that should help you.
I feel like it should too, but it does not.
I mean, it depends.
Right. I'm just saying I can fathom why, because you're right. If the relationship's just ending, it's ending. But like sometimes, when somebody's cheating, it's like, well, I didn't want this to end, but I guess I have to end it now.
Yeah,
right.
Washington is a no fault state.
Washington definitely is.
But people are also petty when they break up. So that doesn't shock me at all. Right.
Sure.
It's just, and we have surveillance equipment.
I knew it.
Right.
Okay. You knew it.
This is why I deserve more. Some parents are using a sandwich hack to make 12 of them at once. They use King's Hawaiian rolls instead of a loaf of bread.
This is not a bad idea.
No.
It's not, but how many goddamn kids do you have?
Right.
I've never been in a position.
The scenario they give is, okay, you're going for a day at the beach, right?
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to pack a bunch of sandwiches.
Right.
So you take a serrated knife. You do not break the rolls apart.
Correct.
You leave them as they are, and you cut the entire
loaf
down the side.
Sure.
Right? Open it all up. Put all your stuff on there. Just put it all down, and then close it back up, and then individually cut
Right.
The Hawaiian rolls up, you put two in a, you know,
now, sandwich baggie.
Now you have
roll
sliders.
Roll down to the beach. Yeah.
Oh, sliders.
Yes. It's also not new.
I was going to say.
It's been big in the tailgate
it's
war
a life
for years.
Head.
Like, that's not a life hack.
It's brand new. Nobody has ever done this before.
By the way, I had some breakfast sandwiches somebody made. Saying that they just did that and then put all the stuff in there, then even put like more butter on top and put in the oven. Those little Hawaiian rolls, awesome.
Ooh, ooh. What was on the sandwich?
I'm about to say what's inside.
Scrambled eggs. I forget what kind of cheese, and then sweet heat bacon.
Oh,
dang.
Oh,
right. I remember exactly.
Oh, throw a little hash brown in there too.
Nah, man. Oh, no. Not on the sandwich.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to ruin your sandwich.
Brown,
Ted.
A hash brown? Do you put a hash brown on your Egg McMuffin?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, really? I'm right there with it, man.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Get some crunchy dish. Potato products.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's mushy hash browns, I would not.
All right.
Right, but crispy, crunchy.
Yeah, buddy goodness. You bet. You go ahead and just keep your plain ass sandwich.
This is how they design stuff in fast food. Just four dudes sitting around.
Just
like,
arguing.
You know what? Screw it.
Put a hash brown.
You know what? Let's do
just
it.
Just try it.
This has been on our desk for months. Let's just give it a shot.
And then a week later. We now present our new hash brown bacon wrap.
Right. I'm telling you, you put jam on the McMuffin. It's going to work.
Me and Ted walking it. Put the ketchup in the mac and cheese. The kids replace the pears and bring in the macaroni and cheese with ketchup.
I guarantee you everybody's going to buy this thing. The house that inspired Clue is on the market for $1.4 million. There's been a handful of murders inside of it, though, so I wouldn't be too fast to get on that.
Do we know where that house is?
The house that inspired Clue? I'm sure you can find it because it's up for sale for $1.4 million.
I mean, I'd have to guess somewhere like in the Northeast, right?
Yeah, library. Probably. Yeah, if you got all that garbage in your house.
You'd think. I don't know. Let's see here. I'm just going to.
They have a library, a parlor.
They got a conservatory.
All right.
They got a ballroom. They got, what else they got going on?
That's why I buy boxers.
They got the hall. They got the study. You know what I mean?
A study, a conservatory. Like, come on, man. You're not that goddamn sophisticated.
Here it is. Here's the listing. It's bringing it up. There it is. It's in... Yes, except the cookies. It is in Rottington, Brighton.
Oh, Brighton. England.
Okay.
Wrong country.
That makes we even, can't even afford it.
That makes even more sense.
A new study found that men emit 16% more greenhouse gases than women.
Mm-hmm.
Take that victory.
And it's not all from farting. But I find it crazy because I feel like we don't talk as much.
Yeah, I think the greenhouse gases come out the other end, though.
I mean, I definitely contribute. I'm like a dairy cow.
And aren't there studies like men are actually gassier than women?
We just went through
that
a few months ago.
Me.
Was it?
I feel like I read that study.
I feel like guys put out more gas. Women's is more lethal.
Yes, that's what it was.
I think because they hold it longer.
We just
because like you got wherever you are, you're going to fart, right?
Right.
Either you're not embarrassed at all, or we'll try to sneak it out. And if we get busted on it, you know, we got called.
Exactly.
And women would be like, "I've been holding a fart for 17 hours." Like, right. Baby, just let it go, man.
We're the marching band. You know, we're coming. You may not be happy to see us, everywhere we're going to show up. They're kind of the alarm clock. You still halfway expected, but it still just shakes you every time you hear it.
You never hear it though.
Yeah, no.
I never hear my wife fart. It's always like we're sitting on, like, if I farted, she's like, "Oh, God, come on." Like, right, I know, sorry. But then we're watching TV, and, like, you just get the whiff, and I have to do the, "Did you fart?" And, yeah. I'm like, try to make some noise. That's a warning, man.
My girl tries. We'll be sitting there on the couch, and she'll say, "Did you hear that?" No. No, I didn't. Dang it.
She wants you to hear.
She does.
Okay.
She wants to be so proud of him. And sometimes she'll get a little bit of noise on there, and I'm proud of her, but all right. Our friends at BuzzFeed created a list of celebrities who have tattoos of other celebrities.
Okay.
All right.
That is weird to me.
Would you guys ever get a tattoo of a celebrity? If you would get a tattoo of one celebrity somewhere on your body, who would it be?
The only way, and the only out for me is just this, and I still wouldn't do it, otherwise I would have done it, but it'd be Kiss. I grew up with him as a kid, but because of the makeup, that makes a difference. You see, like, these great Gene Simmons, there's blood, there's fire, but I would not do Kiss without the makeup.
Just like Yosemite Sam count, or someone with a tattoo, back off.
Right.
You know what? If he's going to star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, we'll give it to you.
All right, okay.
I want the whole Destroyer album on your back, though.
If I still had space on my back, that's a pretty cool cover.
I mean, for you, Mike, my first instinct, obviously, would be Jaden Smith, but
of course,
probably Chris Farley.
No, Ryan Reynolds, man.
Oh, no, I'm
for
saying
you,
for me.
For you, sorry.
I was just making a Joker's joke.
You get Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd do it like little half, like regular Ryan Reynolds on one side and Deadpool on the other.
That would help a lot.
I got you.
Because then if you meet him, it's not creepy.
Right on the inside of your groin.
Hey, Ryan.
Ryan, I want to show you my tattoo. Maybe like Spy versus Spy. So when you open your legs, you know, one side's one side, and when you close your legs, it comes together.
And then if you put a condom on, you could call it Reynolds Wrap.
Oh, damn it. All right, number 10 of the celebrities who got tattoos of other celebrities. Rob Kardashian has a tattoo of Robert Kardashian on his arm, his father.
Well, yeah, it's
but his
dad.
Father's dead, and we agreed on this. You know, a lot of people do. You can do in memoriam tattoos, a parent, grandparent that's passed on. Sure. You can get a tattoo for your kids. But if you get a tattoo of your parents and are still alive, for whatever reason to me, like, that's freaking weird.
It's
man.
A little weird. Yeah. Like, getting a tattoo, yeah. Yeah.
And it's a dicey. Look, if you're ever going to get a portrait tattoo, do your homework on the artist. Because a lot of times, oh, you like Albert Einstein? Like, that's my wife. You got to just. Portraits take a special hand.
Yes, they do.
Somebody that we know who has plenty of tattoos, they've been in the news lately, Pete Davidson. Do you guys know what celebrity Pete Davidson has tattoos
on?
Is it
somebody he dated?
No.
Is it Machine Gun Kelly?
He's got game. No, it is not Machine Gun Kelly.
All right. They're pretty tight.
The Notorious.
Oh, all right.
Oh, he's got Biggie on there.
No, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh. right, I get it. Right, I've seen that.
Got her on his shoulder, which will probably be removed soon. Yeah. Number 8 of celebrities who got tattoos of other celebrities, Amber Rose. She has a portrait of her then-husband, Wiz Khalifa, on her arm, but then after their divorce, she converted it to a portrait of Slash.
From Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Nice fix.
Get after it.
I feel like Wiz is much taller than Slash.
I bet you has thinner fingers, too.
You got big fingers?
He's got fast sausage fingers. Miles and I were hammered, and we're doing an interview with a man, and we were like... We're about halfway through the interview, then it's kind of descended. I'm looking at his hands, and I'm like, how the earth you play guitar, little fat Vienna sausages?
Apparently pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
He's like, why am I doing this interview with these
guys? Because you got five big toes on your hand.
Did he physically say that?
What's that?
He just kind of smiled, shook his head. He understood that we were hammered.
He didn't care. He made us wait.
Number 7, Joe Jonas. Any idea who he might have on there?
Oh, God.
Ted's thinking he knows. What's her name, Ted?
Oh, her.
Is it somebody that he dated? Or?
No, it is his wife, Sophie Turner.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All right, that makes sense.
Two tattoos of Sophie Turner, an outline portrait on his arm, and a keyhole with her eye in the back of his neck. That's kind of weird there, Joe. Good work, Joe.
Okay.
Number 6, Drake. Any idea on Drake's
tattoo?
Who would he have on there?
Is it a deceased rapper?
He's got a handful of them. I don't know any of them that are deceased. He has Lil Wayne on his arm.
All right.
Two Sade portraits? S-A-D-E, Sade?
Sade.
S-A-D-E. There's no H or R in that name.
S-A-D-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sade.
All right. A Denzel Washington tattoo.
All right.
He's not repping any Canadians, no Bob and Doug McKenzie, nothing.
And Aaliyah on his back.
All right.
Aaron Carter. Anybody know an Aaron Carter celebrity tattoo?
Is it Shaquille O'Neal?
No.
Nick Carter.
Miles' favorite. He has a face tattoo of Rihanna based on her 2013
Nick Carter now.
There it is.
Aaron Carter or Nick?
Aaron.
Nick Carter doesn't have a face tattoo.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
I already got a tattoo of Rihanna on my foot so that when I masturbate, I can just look down and see her face.
Aaron Carter's been through some stuff.
She's hot, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I would have to strategically place that. Like,
why are your feet in the air, man? She seems very happy now.
Oh, goodness. Celebrities who have tattoos of other celebrities. Number 4, Zayn Malik. He got his then-fiance, Perry Edwards, is that her name, tattooed on his bicep, then got it covered, but now he has Gigi Hadid's eyes tatted on his chest. Why the eyeballs, man? That's kind of weird to me.
Yeah. But if you're going to pick a part of someone's body, you can do boobs, you can do ass. I mean, would you just do like, whose nose do you have tattooed?
Right.
You know, the eyes just speak a little more.
I guess.
It's not that it's not creepy. It's just I do think it's your best. It's your best pick if you're going to take
this is Marilyn Monroe's thumb on my shoulder. Just the thumb.
Or Megan Fox. Have you seen her weird creeper thumb?
Yeah, and her hammer toes.
Yes. Man.
Who cares?
I do.
Hell yeah.
I can't get past it.
Hammer time.
I'd be like, oh, I'm past it.
You got to wear socks.
Me too. I'm been past it.
Yeah, easy.
Well, yeah, can you put that gnarly foot on me? I'm just saying, it's going to freak me out.
I'll suck those toes.
I don't know if I can curve my mouth to do it.
I've wanted this forever, but you gotta wear socks. Number 3, Lady Gaga. She has a very fitting celebrity tattoo somewhere on her
Madonna.
Body.
Freddie Mercury.
No, Miles, any guess?
Does she have Marilyn Monroe?
She got a tattoo of David Bowie on her side the day before she performed a tribute to him at the 2016 Grammys.
Okay.
She got it the day before?
Yes.
That seems crazy.
On her side, too. And she does a lot of moving in her shows. That would...
I guarantee you she regretted that.
That
decision.
Would suck.
You, at least say, that night. Just yeah. Because, you know, it's your rib. It hurts anyway when you get the tattoo. But for like 2 or 3 days after that, especially the next day, you're just raw and sore. And again, as much as she dances and performs, I guarantee you she was like, God damn, right. That's a bad idea.
Celebrities who have tattoos of other celebrities we just talked about are Megan Fox. Has a very classy tattoo of another actress.
Another actress.
Like Betty Davis or
something. Oh, is it? Yeah, who's the lady in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Hepburn?
Hepburn? Nope, you're close, though. Marilyn Monroe. She had an arm tattoo of Marilyn Monroe because she, quote, empathized with her. She later removed it because Marilyn was a, quote, negative person, and, quote, I do not want to attract this kind of negative energy in my life.
Not true. We smoke weed with her in Hollywood. I do not believe that.
And this is number one, celebrities who have tattoos of other celebrities. The Biebs. Who did he have tattooed somewhere on him?
T-Pac.
Kind of a fairly common theme that we've had with a lot of them that we've seen here in their relationships.
Selena Gomez. Somebody he had dated?
Bingo. He had an angel arm tattoo inspired by Selena Gomez that he tried covering up with shading.
All right. Well, that makes sense because he's married to somebody else.
Exactly.
Just got to scratch that one up there.
Whoopsie. A teenager on a slingshot ride got more of a thrill than she expected.
What kind of thrill did she get?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.